And he asked me this question: Thurman, why do you think this wasting disease came up on me at 42 years of age? I have no idea. He said, well, how in the world would it be possible for me to find out? I said, I only know one way, and that's go to God and ask Him. So Ed began to pray, Lord, what caused this terrible sickness to come upon me? And one night, as he's praying and asking the Lord, he drops his Bible and it falls open to Psalms 106. He said, I love the Psalms, so let's read them. Psalm 106, I want you to see what's going on here. Psalm 106, starting in verse 1. Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Who can list the glorious miracles of the Lord? Who can ever praise Him half enough? Happy are those who deal justly with others and always do what is right. Remember me too, Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to me with your salvation. Let me share in the prosperity of your chosen ones. Let me rejoice in the joy of your people. Let me praise you with those who are your heritage. Both we and our ancestors have sinned. We have done wrong. We have acted wickedly. Verse 7 and 8. Our ancestors in Egypt were not impressed by the Lord's miracles. They soon forgot His many acts of kindness, and instead they rebelled against Him at the Red Sea. Even so, He saved them to defend the honor of His name and to demonstrate His mighty power. Do we ever forget His miracles? Do we forget what God does for us on a daily basis? Yes, we do. I mean, it's real easy to forget what God has done for us. We're just like these people. Verse 9 and 10. He commanded the Red Sea to divide, and a dry path appeared. He led Israel across the sea bottom that was as dry as a desert. So He rescued them from their enemies and redeemed them from their foes. Verse 11 and 12. Then the waters returned and covered their enemies. Not one of them survived. All of those Egyptian soldiers died. Then, at last, His people believed His promises. Then they finally sing His praise. Can you imagine this scene? I really can't imagine this scene. How many of you have seen the Ten Commandments? And it's impressive, isn't it? But how many people do you think they got in that scene where they're crossing the sea? 5,000? Maybe only 3,000, right? But you know how many people there really was? About 2 to 5 million. What if God come to you and says, son, I got a little chore for you. I got all these people in Dallas. I want you to take up the 35 to Oklahoma City next week. You know, you can't have no equipment, no trucks, no tractors, none of that stuff. You can't have no mega horns or nothing. You just got to do it with just me. Now, what would you tell the Lord? That's exactly what Moses said. Now you understand, right? It's a little easier to understand when God gives us a chore that looks absolutely so ridiculous that it's impossible. And without Him, it is impossible. Moses could never have done that without God's help. But he did it, and it was an awesome scene. But after they have got across the water, and the enemies come running across the Red Sea, and the last one is out on the other side, here's the enemy coming, and God just says, okay, water. He covered their enemies. Not one of them survived. Then at last, the people believed His promises, and they finally sang His praise. Now, what does it take to get us to praise Him? You know, it's amazing sometimes when people get healed, especially if they got cancer, for a while, they can praise the Lord. But you see them a year later, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing good. You going to church? Well, no, I'm not going right now. What? You got healed of cancer last year and you're not going to church? Well, but Thurman, I got so many other things I need to do. I mean, if God has never had to heal you from terminal cancer, you ought to be praising His name. Because if you're able to get up in the morning, you know, did you know if God didn't help you, you couldn't be standing upright? You couldn't be sitting there in that chair. I mean, without His help, you can't do anything. You can't breathe a breath. God gives us every breath that we breathe. So we ought to be praising Him and thanking Him for all these wonderful things. But they did finally believe, and they sing His praise. Okay, verse 13 and 14. Yet how quickly they forgot what He had done. They wouldn't wait for His counsel. In the wilderness, their desires ran wild. Do our desires run wild today? Oh, yeah, we got to have this or that, or I got to have this new home, or I got to have this new car, or this new boat, or this new airplane, or whatever. Testing God's patience in that dry land. Verse 15. So he gave them what they asked for, but he sent a plague along with it. Now, wait a minute. If you're disobedient and you're not praising the king and you're not putting him first, but your desires are running wild and you're asking God, Lord, I got to have this new car. I just got to have this new car, or I got to have this new house, or whatever. Or Lord, I don't like my spouse. I need another one. Give me a prettier one or a younger one or whatever. Do men and women both do that? They don't believe what the Word says about your spouse. You know, God says He hates divorce. In fact, there was a couple come to me and talked to me the other day, and he had been married 6 times and she had been married 8. They wanted to get married. I told them, I said, ain't neither one of y'all learned nothing up to this point. I said, is there something you ought to learn that if you can't make it the first time and you marry another one and that one you can't make it work either, by this time you ought to realize that ain't nobody perfect. You have to learn to deal with the differences. I mean, you know, are you going to ever run into the perfect one? No, they ain't there. I mean, sometimes they may, you know, I think Cheryl says I'm about perfect about 90% of the time, but that other 10%, I'm not too nice. Y'all know where I come from here? Do we all have those days in our life when we're not that lovable, sweet being? Well, when we have those kind of days, the spouse or the other one, whichever way it is, we have to learn to love them anyway, right? Yeah, because we got those days, you know, when we're just not going to be perfect. And that's unfortunate. But here's what happened. So he gave them what they asked for. He answered their prayer. And does anybody remember what they were grumbling and complaining about out there in the desert? They wanted what? Meat. They wanted meat to eat. They wanted something besides manna. They're tired of this manna. And they're just fussing. And so Moses goes to the Lord and said, Lord, these people want meat. God says, I know, I hear their grumbling and complaining. I ain't happy with them. But you can tell them tomorrow I will have meat for them. And what did Moses say? Lord, if you were to kill every fish in the sea, you couldn't feed this multitude fish meat by tomorrow. He says, Moses, is my arm getting short or something? You don't think I can do what I said? See, that's the way we are, right? I mean, we ask God for something and say, oh, Lord, if this is not too hard for you, what's hard for God? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So he wasn't too happy with them because of their grumbling and complaining. And so the next day, millions of quail come flying across real slow. They were knocking them out of the air. They were catching with their hands. There was quails, millions of them everywhere. More than enough to feed them all, wasn't it? Millions of people. But there was more than enough meat to feed them all. Now then, it says here, not only did he answer their prayer, but what did it say he sent with that prayer? A what? A plague. What is a plague? Sickness and disease, a wasting disease. Under the King James says leanness of soul. It still means the same thing. He sent a plague of sickness among the people because of their grumbling and complaining. Well, what does that tell us? If we put God to the test and we grumble and complain and we come down sick, do we ever think about it being our grumbling and complaining that made us sick? If we grumbled and complained, we thought that was going to make us sick, honey. Would we ever grumble and complain again? No, you'd get over it. Can't you hear God saying, honey, get over it? You know, quit that grumbling. Be thankful that I've given you 2 legs you can walk on, right? Be thankful I've given you 2 arms. Be thankful I've given you that beautiful smile where you can smile. You be thankful that you're healthy, that you can get up and walk with, right? Because you could be down, couldn't you? Yes. And you could not be able to walk. And if we keep grumbling and complaining like they did, and they ask for something to eat, he says, okay, I'm going to send you that meat, but I'm going to send a wasting disease or a plague with it. And many of them, as you read this in other places in the Scripture, it says many of them died with the meat still in their teeth. They didn't just get sick. They died. Does God like us grumbling and complaining? I tell you, He doesn't. I mean, it's many places in the Word. And the average Christian today has no idea how grumbling and complaining makes so many of us sick because God doesn't like it. So anyway, Ed knew right there when he read that scripture. The Lord revealed him right there. That's you, Ed. That's you right there. I'm talking to you. And when he come and told me that, I said, Ed, God, he revealed that's why this sickness came upon you? I said, but Ed, you're the finest Christian I know. I said, you're in church every Sunday morning and it's back at Sunday night. I said, how in the world could this possibly be you? He said, Thurman, you only see me on Sunday. And so he said, I do give God Sunday. He said, we come to church. We come to Bible study in the morning. We come to worship service. We tithe. And we come back on Sunday evening. But he said, when I leave Sunday evening, I'm Mr. Business. He said, I run my business. He said, I'll spend 16 hours a day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with the world. I don't take time to read the Bible. I don't study. I'm studying my job, my business. I said, wow. I said, now a lot of other scriptures came to my mind. Okay, you are serving a jealous God. A jealous God. I'll use this couple up here because I know they're married. If he comes home every day to you and brings home the bacon, if we want to call it that, and takes real good care of you and provide a house for you and everything else, it's easy to love him, isn't it? Very easy, yeah. But let's say y'all rock along here for 25 years, and he's done this for 25 years, and boy, he's the best husband you could ever hope to have. And all of a sudden, one day, he doesn't come home. He leaves Monday to work, go to work on Monday morning, and Monday night he doesn't come home. And you try to call him, do everything, you can't get him nowhere. And finally, Tuesday night, he comes walking back in the house, and you say, honey, where in the world have you been? And he's been a good boy for 25 years. And he said, oh, I run into one of my old high school sweethearts last night, so I went to the hotel and spent a night with her last night. Now, that's just one night in 25 years, and that's not exactly what you wanted to hear, was it? No. Now then, you reckon this woman's going to be a little upset with him? Now, a lot, a lot. How often do we do that to God? Do we come to church on Sunday? Not even all the time on Sunday. We don't even go. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and maybe Wednesday night we go back to a little hour service, and we don't read any Bible, but we go to a little prayer meeting, and we can't wait for it to be over so we can get up and go do something else. And in the course of that week, you spend maybe 30 minutes with God.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled The Power Behind Us is Awesome, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.